I am so happy to introduce Steve Insko as our acting CEO and his beautiful bride, Tina Insko. They're going to make an amazing team.
Thank you, Deanna. It's very nice to be here at the Chamber. A new leg in the journey for us, and we're very, very excited to have the opportunity to do this and to be here with all of you and part of Escondido and the business community here in Escondido.
Well, we're happy to have you. You know, we've gone through some major changes over the past 6 to 9 months, and our team has grown, and we have great volunteers, and you and Tina are going to add to our already amazing team.
All right. So here in 2024, and from talking to all of the folks here at the Chamber, whether it's our ambassadors or the board or community folks and some of the city people that are looking in, wondering where's the Chamber going now at this point? And as we look at it, and at conversations I've had with you, you agree that it's all about the Escondido business community in general. And it's all about them because without exception, I hear people say, what's the Chamber going to do for me? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go through that list, but we have a renewed focus of providing our membership with reasons to be comfortable.
Absolutely.
Reasons to be happy with what we're going to provide and do for them.
Mm-hmm. All about embracing our community and our businesses of all sizes. Everyone from the small one-person operation to big corporate entities that have hundreds of employees. I believe there is something for every size of business within our community. And everything that we can offer to our small businesses, we can offer to our large businesses. Benefits that are kind of tailored to each individual, but overall, we have a giant list of things that we offer, a large list of benefits that include an article in the Times Advocate. We have the ability to put you in our Escondido magazine as a showcase business. We have what is called a Chamber Master member benefit page, and every company that signs up with the Escondido Chamber of Commerce will have a presence on the Chamber website. And you're probably wondering, well, why do I need that? We already have a website, or maybe you don't have a website. But the Chamber offers a program that has the benefits that will include your social media links. We will offer you a 30-second video. We will film for you, and we will put it onto your member page. The ability to bring you into the studio and interview you. We could put a 5-minute podcast together for you that will also be on your member page. But all of these things you can use within your own website and your own social media. So we have all of these benefits help you to get your business launched or renew your business information. We also have workshops. There are many small businesses that go into business and not really knowing what we're getting ourselves into. There are many things from payroll taxes and quarterly taxes and things that we don't really think about day to day but are critical to our business. We offer these workshops to educate our businesses of all sizes in the manner of making them stronger through information. We also have classes about social media. The social media world is just constantly growing and changing before you know it. So we also offer classes on social media. What does that mean? What does it look like? And how does that get tailored to your particular business?
So what I'm hearing from you is as times have changed and where we get our information has changed, we have to, as a chamber, be right in the middle of all of the social media, all of the different ways that a company can advertise and connect with people. Just wonderful. And it, including this podcasting that we're doing here, you and I making this podcast. And like you say, we're going to do that for members as well. So that's wonderful.
It's also going to let us get to know your business. You know, when you see a video and you you pay attention to what people are doing, it's actually kind of exciting. Oftentimes, it inspires other businesses. If they're looking at another business thinking, wow, okay, well, they only have 5 employees and I have, maybe I have 20 employees, but look at all the little things that they're doing to make themselves stronger in their business campaigns and their culture of their employees. We all can learn from each other, no matter how big or small your companies are.
Right. And another very important benefit for members is being an advocate for them, not just the where the city of Escondido is concerned, but state and federal and changing laws when things happen. When you come to chamber events, it might be an event where you're going to meet people from the city. You're going to meet people who come in from the water district or something that affects you. It might affect you or your business or might not, depending on which event it is. But bringing these people together with our members is a way of advocating for change or advocating to not change, as it were.
Agreed.
If we're looking for something to not change, sometimes we don't want laws put in that are going to be harmful to our businesses.
I agree, Steve. So at the events we have throughout the year, and we have at least one event every month, there are opportunities to meet people you wouldn't normally take the time to meet or wouldn't even be running around in your circle of people or your type of business. So when you come to an event, it is highly likely that you're going to meet the city planner or the one of the members from the Escondido City Council. Oftentimes, our mayor even attends several of our events throughout the year. So you have opportunities to ask them directly questions you might have been thinking about, or just give them your thoughts and your comments. It gives you a place to be more involved in your community, not just as a business leader, but as if you happen to live in the community, as just a resident.
Mm-hmm. The next topic I was thinking of that you reminded me of was networking itself and having monthly regular after 5 networking opportunities. But I think people forget what true networking is. And you go to a networking event, you're not necessarily looking for somebody at the event itself that you can do business with. What you're looking for and what true networking is you'll be talking to someone and you'll say, who do you know that, and then whatever it is about your business that you're interested in. And this person is likely to know 5 people that you could get in contact with.
That is networking.
Right.
I got a guy.
Right. You're right. I got a guy. Right. Another thing that's interesting to me is we talk about these direct benefits from us to our members and things that we can help with and so on. But there's also the sort of extended membership of being a sponsor. And in that regard, it's an opportunity to exponentially grow or change all of the benefits we've just talked about, as well as the creative end of it. How can you extend this, or what would you like the benefit to be that's more than just the basic benefit in one way or another, or all of them put together for, say, some of our major sponsors that are with us throughout the year? But I think that when you customize benefits as a larger sponsor than just your membership, you really truly exponentially grow your opportunity, because you can be in front of the public eye in so many different ways that were custom made by you in collaboration with us. And I'm thinking of several of our larger sponsors or annual sponsors that with us, and all of the ways that each of them, depending on their industry, you can customize how the chamber can benefit them. And And that's powerful. That's where it really grows into a partnership mm-hmm. between us and the business community.
Agreed. It really comes down to how involved and how much time, just like anything. If you want something to work out well, you figure it out by education. You figure it out by surrounding yourself with people who can help you or have more information that will share with you. And then you put a plan together and you just do it. You mm-hmm. just continue to work hard and you show up. So yeah. when you show up to our events and you get to know people around you in our community, you will continue to benefit from things when you put your time and your effort into it. I've been a member off and on for the last 30 years of the Escondido Chamber of Commerce. And wow. when I first started, I still have relationships with people in mm-hmm. our community mm-hmm. after all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can think of one non-benefit. We all get marketing phone calls that we don't want to see. And we all get things through email and people trying to approach us for one reason or another. And so where do you go to network with other businesses where you know they are part of the community and part of who you want to do business with, not want to do business with? So when you come here, you're meeting other people, and you can just rest assured that the membership of the chamber are people who care about this community, who care about business, who are welcoming to you and have your best interest at heart. So where do you go to have trust?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go to your local Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. In this particular case, the Escondido Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
But we do have lots of events throughout the year. Everything from the Mind, Body, and Business Expo to the multicultural event in May, our June installation, and we have a Green Expo in April, and an exciting golf tournament in September, and our Community and Unity in December, which happens to bring out so many people. It's very festive. So Community and Unity in December. We could talk for hours and hours about the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
But overall, when you sign up, we will do our best to give you all the benefits and inform you of all of the festivities. And when you show up, it really makes a difference. Thank you, Steve, for your time. And I look forward to everything that's coming up as our partnership grows.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and we'll talk to you next time.
You betcha.